Okay, let's just do it quickly again from the beginning. So, for those two who listen. So, Rav Acha bar Huna, Rav Shmuel, Rav Rabba, Rav Chan, Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yehuda, Talmud Shuas, Rav Rabba. These three people were learning, they learned Masechah Shuas in the house of Rabba. Pogbu Rav Kahana, and Rav Bet and Bogged into them. Amalei, Hazi B'Shuas, and Bekodim, Hisru Mahu. They were amazed by the Shuas, and but they got Hasra. So, what's the halacha? Rashi points out again, what's the halacha? Is it Adechayim a carbon, like they're regularly? Are they chay of Malkus or the chay of both? So Gemara says, what is the study of the suffix? So this Gemara says, Kavan the Chiddushu, since giving a carbon on Shus because of Chiddush, because you bring a carbon for a Dabar Ben Shevet Mezid, the Chol Torah, Rashi says, only not all the Chol Torah, but the Chol Torah, Lo Ashra Mezid is the Maisi carbon, Vahacha Maisi carbon, and here you do bring a carbon when you do it Ben Mezid. So lo shna asurvei, lo shna lo asurvei. So you say there's no chilek in the din whether or not you got hasra or not. In both cases, you bring a carbon, you don't get malchus. You bring the carbon. That's the halacha. You bring a carbon, right? Because you can't bring two, because there's two punishments. Oh, Dilmore, do we say hani mili? Where do we say the chiddush is that you have to bring the carbon? That's hecha lo asurvei. I will hecha the asurvei, but where you do have hasra, then you would say milka lucky, carbon lo maisi. You get malchus like a regular case, but you don't bring the carbon because you had malchus. When you have hasra, you get malchus. Oh, Dilma, or do you say hava ha abdina? You do both. You bring the normally you only bring the carbon, but if you get hasra, you get them both. So the Ritva points out, just an interesting good hara. What do you mean you get both? What's that mean you get both? You don't get two punishments. You can't get two punishments and say kimei l'rabimine or kidei rishaso. So he points out. He says peirish to lagabe carbon shehu ligavoha, the carbon which is brought to Hashem lo darshina v'yatamachayv shdei rishoyos. It's not part of kimei l'rabimine. It's not a punishment, I guess. Maybe it's a kapara. It's, you can't view it as, it's basically, Kimei Rami is maybe a din on, I guess it goes against with Nechunya Ben Akano, who says it also applies by Karis, but he says, Kimei Rami is basically a din in Beis Din. He's a Beis Din that has the authority, or Beis Din can't, one's subsuming the other, but here it's not a question of Beis Din, one's Ligavoha, and therefore, it doesn't apply here. So, Rashi, all the Rishonim ask, and start with Rashi, look at the top Rashi, he says, in the second line, he basically asks, why are we only asking this case of whether you get hasra by shvusa pikadon? Why don't we ask about shvusa edus also? That also we said by mezid you bring the carbon, right? Rashi says we got by shvusa edus alpo gab the chay of nami mezid kishogig lekel mi boy hachbaya. We don't have to ask this kasha there. Mishum the ain hasra zvadai by shvusa edus, because you can't have a vadai hasra by shvusa edus. Why? The mi yodei shem yodim lo edus biyachol hisrosbo. Because the people who are giving the hasra will never know whether the guy actually knows the edus. Therefore, it's, I guess, hasra suck. Tosos doesn't like that answer. Tosos says, "Perish bekonches to b'shuvus ha'edus lekem lebayi hakbayi mishum de'ein hasra zvada b'shuvus ha'edus demi yodei shem yodim lo edus de'ein nira de lo chashu suffik kevin de lo musra in suffik." Hasra suffik is only when the guy being warned is musupuk. Who cares if the warners are musupuk? The warners say, "Listen, if you know edus, you better give it." So it's not a Hasra Safik. The guy himself knows whether he knows the Eidus or not. So Tosos answers towards the bottom. B'had lo boy hachvayi b'shuvus ha'edus mishum di'i esha leida lo'olam im he mezidim she'icholim lomar shachachna. You can never find that, whether necessarily say that they're amazing. You never, because they could have claimed, oh yeah, at that moment we had forgotten. So there's not real Hasra over there. There's not real case of the mezid over there. So there's no case. So maybe it's shogeg. You still have to bring the carbon. It's very difficult to find the mezid case, and therefore you won't have malchus. That's what Tosfos says. I think Ritva says a similar question. He says, "V'had lo boy l'vishus ha'edus shadibre kol chayev o akasim mezik ha'shogeg mishum dehasim e efshar l'achayim l'hashas bo l'vaday." You can't give them hasras vaday. Dimino yodei she'edim mezidim b'kfir rizul. How do you know the Tosfos? How do you know they're being mezid? E mishum dehavi v'hedjah ba'osu edus dilma ishdulu. Maybe they forgot. About pikadon, but pikadon sherohu kishehifkidlo, vehu bal yishava shelo hifkidlo klal yicholim heim lomer shelo yishava de b'shuk avadim mishdava. At that case, if they by pikadon, they saw the pikadon being given over to them. So even if it says he doesn't know, I mean they know he's lying because they saw it. Okay, so what's the story? So what's the din? One, either one or both. So amrulei. So the chachamim answered back to Rav Kahana. Tanina, we learned this in a brisa. Ritva says this in a brisa, right? Chamura hemena, meaning shvuas hapikadon. Shvuas hapikadon is more chamur than shvuas ha'edus. Why? Shechayavin al zidona makos, because you're chayiv if you're over at b'mezid, you violate b'mezid, you're chayiv makos. You get lashes, and the al shigagasa asham bekesef shkolim, and by a shogeg case, you're chayiv to bring a carbon asham, right? Not all of the orange, an asham in this case, b'shekel shkolim. It has to be two shekel kesef, right? But by a shvuah sa'edus, you bring a korban all over your raid, which is, I guess, a different korban. But the proof is, midika amar al zidona makos. It says al zidona makos, right? It must be, if you're talking about makos, michlal de asrube. You have to have asra. But if you have asra, then and you're getting makos, the Gemara says, right? So michlal de asrube, the ka'amar makos in korban lo. So you see, you only bring makos. You don't bring a korban. So if there's hasra, you only bring a makos. So the Gemara says, wait a second, but just to explain, what's the chumrah? What do you mean? What's the chumrah that we said chumrah base? So he says, my chumrah, the nichlim inish the maisi korban below lilke. The chumrah is that by the shulos mikado, my shulos ain't, because just Each one has a chiyuv. One is to bring a carbon, one is to bring malchus. But if you do b'mezid, we're saying b'mezid by asra, you get malchus by edus, and it's more chomer by pikadon. It's more chomer than the edus. But each one you have to bring a malchus, the other one to bring a carbon. Why is one more chomer than the other? So the Gemara says the nichlim inish the maisi korban loliki. People would rather spend money than get hit. So I think that's true. So that, therefore, you see that the shvus of pikadon, which has an onus malchus, is more chomer than shvus edus, because that only has a carbon. But you see from here, if there's hasra, right? There's hasra. You did up amazed. You get malchus. You don't bring a carbon. And that answers the question. So the Gemara says, "Amal Rabba bar ite." He said, "No, that's not a raya." Because Mantana, Zidon Shvus Apikadon Lodita La Kapara, who is the Tana who holds that if you're mazed by Shvus Apikadon, you don't bring a carbon, you only get Malchus? That's Rabbi Shimon. That's Rabbi Shimon before on Dachlam Adalam Vase. Rabbi Shimon says, Lo Asu Mazi Kishogeg, meaning that the Chi of Carbon by all these cases was only by Shogeg. But a mazed by Shvus Apikadon doesn't bring a carbon, even if they didn't warn him. There's no carbon by mazed. So, that's only Mantan is it on Shul Kikadon Lo Nitan Kapara. That's Rabbi Shimon. About Rabbanon Korban Nami Maisi. But by the Rabbanon, maybe they hold you do get bring a Korban. Maybe they hold that you do get Malchus and a Korban. That's not a Raya. So the Gemara tries to bring. Now the Gemara is Docha that Raya again. And the next way to Docha Raya is because Rav Kahana says you got the Brisa wrong. That's not what the Brisa says. Amaluhu Rav Kahana Barmi Nadihi. Take away this Brisa. The Ana Tanina Lei Law, because I learned it. But Hakat Tanina Law. This is what the real gears of the Brisa is. It basically says that Shvus HaPikadon is more common than Shvus HaEdus. Why? Because Echad Zidona VeEchad Shigigasa, whether or not you did the Avera, whether or not you knew, right, that you'd be Chayiv on the Shvua, right, whether or not, you didn't know, if you were Mazid, that you were Kofer the Mammon, Asham BeKesef Shkolim. You have to bring a Korban Asham with that's value, that Kesef Shkolim, and Umay Chumra, and what's the Chumra? The Ilu Hasam by Shmusa Edus, Chatas Bardanka.
You get to bring the Korban over your way, it's a Korban Chatas, but it can even be worth a minimal amount, so long as it's worth a Danka, which is a small amount. But Hakka Asham BeKesef Shkolim, it has to be at least worth two Shkoli Kesef. So that's the Chumra, and then they have to bring a more valuable Korban. But, so the Gemara then says, So the Gemara basically said, so we have here is you have to chayv a carbon. So and talking about b'mezid. So the Gemara says, well, ligmor mina. So why don't we learn from here, from this brisa? Because based on what you said, it says that you chayv a carbon. So if you're doing b'mezid, you don't get malchus. You just bring a carbon. Learn it from there. So dilmo delo asibe. No, because who says that brisa is talking about a case where there was hasra? Maybe that brisa is talking about b'mezid. There's no hasra, and therefore doesn't even approach our situation. Our situation was if there's hasra. But who says they're talking about hasra in that brisa? So I'm talking except the Lishna Achrina, because I don't know what the Lishna Achrina means over here. Because Lishna Achrina usually means similar to what we had previously, but it just doesn't approach that. Right, so Tashma, we're going to try to bring another Raya to answer the question from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, "Ein chayavin al shvigasu." You're not chayav on a korban if you over the shuls of bekodem b'shogeg. Umahin chayavin al zedona. What are you chayav if you're over it b'mezid? Ashu b'kesef shkolim. If you do it b'mezid, you chayav a korban. My lab is the asurve. Maybe we're dealing with a case where there was hasra, and therefore you see only chayav a korban. So Rashi says, "Hakan lab lo asurve." Who says we're talking about a case where there was hasra? Fine. So Tashma, we're going to try to bring another ayah. This we come into the middle of a brayso and Rashi. This is an interesting Rashi. Rashi says. He doesn't know where this comes from. But basically, we come in the middle of a braisa that says, Lo im amart bin nazir tamei shekein loke, tome b'shvus hapikadon she'eno loke. So you can't say, whatever the comparison was before, they're knocking that comparison, you can't say that because by nazir tamei, the Torah is machmir, that he gets malchus. You can't say that by shvus hapikadon, where you don't get malchus if you swore falsely. So, midik amar loke, if we're dealing with the case of malchus, by the Nazir, Michlal must be a case to Asurvei. So you see, we don't allow cases right to the Hasra. And Ka'amar, Tomer B'Shavuos HaPikadon She'en Aloka. How can you say that by Shavuos HaPikadon we don't get Malkus? Right? Aval Karbon Maisi. So you're talking about Hasra, you do get B'mezid, you don't get Malkus, but you bring a Karbon. So there you see the Raya. You see a proof. There's your answer. That you bring a Karbon, you don't get Malkus. So the Gemara says, no. Don't say my En Aloka means you don't get Malkus. It means that's not enough. My ain't a loka, the ain't a niptar b'malkos. It's not sufficient to just get malkos. Maybe you still have to bring the carbon. Then it's more chomer, because you have to bring, not only do you get malkos, you have to bring the carbon. So McLeod, he started telling me, if that's the case, that ain't a loka means ain't a niptar b'malkos, so that means what? The Nazir is different in that he does get malkos, meaning it is sufficient to get malkos. McLeod, the Nazir Tomei niptar b'malkos, that means to tell me that Nazir Tomei, right, another Tomei guy who was a Nazir and then became Tomei, that he just gets the Malkus and then that's sufficient? Right? That can't be. Why? It's by, it says, Beferish in the Pasuk, by a Nazir who's Tomei, it says, Behavi Kevis Ben Shasal Yasha. So what's going on? So it says, no, Hasam, the carbon that the Nazir brings is not for a kapara, it's not a punishment. Hasam, the Maisei carbon, ki heichi the Seichol Le Nazirus B'tahara. That, the reason why he brings the carbon is that basically to start off the Nazirus again. It's not a punishment. It's to start off the Nazirus again. Rashi says, Ki heichi the tichol aleh Nazirus b'tahara, shemasil limnos me'achshav, v'tolo hakasav v'karbon, v'lo l'kaparah huva. It's not a deal. His kapara is taken care of by the Malkus. He brings a carbon. He brings a carbon because the din is you have to start off your Nazirus with tahara, and one of the process of starting off with tahara is to bring this carbon. So therefore, so we don't have a raya. So then what? Now, so these three guys didn't have an answer. So where are they? They gave, right, so give us, it has to be, there's malchus, it has to be hasra. So we're reinterpreting what it means that they don't have malchus. Yeah, that's what they're doing. They're reinterpreting that, what that b'risa, because the b'risa seems to say, ain't a loka. And we're saying ain't a loka means ain't a own a loka. You also bring a carbon. I hear. So Amar Rabbanan Kamei de Rabba, so they came for a Rabba, who was their Rebbe. He said, what's the story? And so he said, so Amar Lahu. So Rabba says back, from the fact that Rav Kahana was Mesupuk, in the case that they were gave Hasra, and the Edom knew that there was a... The Edom, in order to give Hasra, the Edom had to know that the Pekadon was there. Don't swear falsely. So they knew that this guy really had the Pekadon. It's mashmal from Kahana's question that what would happen if they wouldn't have given Hasra? There were Edom there. They wouldn't have given Hasra. He would have sworn falsely. He still would have been Mechayev them. So Rabbi says, why? Kfiras Dvarim Ba'almahu. If there were... Rashi says towards it's the last of the short lines. Michlal the pshita lei the chilo asur bei hani sahadi the mechayev carbon the apple gav the yode hani sahadi shu chayev lo. Even though these witnesses know that he's chayev, but amai mechayev. Why would he then be chayev for being over shuos hapikadon? Vaha lo tovel lo kpiraso. His kpira wouldn't amount to anything because they're edim anyway. He wouldn't have caused the loss. I swear that you don't have the pikadon in my hands. The two of you are testifying that I do have the pikadon in my hands. So why? So Rabbi says it's pierced dvarim alma. I'm not doing anything. I'm not causing any loss because I'll never accomplish anything, right? We don't pass like this way in the end of the Gemara. But he says nivs shakiris dvarim almahu, and therefore I should be cut from a carbon. Because what did I do? In the end, what did I do? Oh, in the end, you swore falsely. But in the end, what did I do to you? You still get at you. There's never been a moment in time where you've been denied your pikadon. What?
So shavuos pikadon, according to this, would be where I ask you for it and you swear falsely, and there are no edim that know that you have it. And then it turns out later that we find out that you have the pikadon in your hands.
So Alma, according to this, kasav Rabba kofer b'mamon sheyesh lav edim pater. Rabba's, according from this, basically Rabba must hold that if I'm kofer the money that I owe you, but there are edim that say that I owe it to you, then I'm pater from a karban, because it's clear as varim alma. So now we spend the rest of the time trying to prove and disprove Rabba's statement. So Amalei Rav Chanina l'Rabba, so Rav Chanina says to Rabba, Tanya Mesayelach, I find a brayso that's going to support you. That clear as varim alma is nothing, because the pasuk says
it says in the parashah of Ashram Gzelos, it says, O Matz Aveda B'chichesh Ba.
So B'chichesh Ba, what does that mean? Prat L'model L'echem in Achim L'echem N'Shvatin. It excludes the case where you admit to one of the brothers or one of the Shvatin. The Gemara will explain what that case is. Alright?
V'nishba al Sheker.
What is it? That pasuk also says, V'nishba al Sheker, Prat L'lobe B'shtar B'lobe B'edim. It excludes a case where there's a shtar or edim on the halva. There's no asham, meaning there's no shuvus avikadon, if there's no chiyus shuvus avikadon, if there were edim. So therefore, you see, right, that if you swore on this case,
you're potter from the karvan. If there were edim, because it's
kriyas varim ba'alma. So you see, exactly like Rabba, that someone who's kofer b'mamon sheyesh lav shtar edim, you're potter from the shuvus, you're potter. So Rabba says, no, that's not a raya. Amar lei, Rabba says back to Rabbi Chanina, imishim halot sayan. This is not enough to be a raya for me, because in that case is be'omer, what it means. The case is, but Omer Lavisi v'lo Lavisi v'edim Lavisi v'lo Lavisi v'shtar. And the Gemara is going to explain why he says this. But he says the case is where the guy admits to the loan; he just doesn't agree that they were edim to figure out what that does for him. Or he admits to the loan, but there's no shtar, and therefore that the shtar is false, meaning that there's no nechasim mishuvadim on that. But he admits to the loan. That's why there's no chi of carbon over there. Because he admits to the loan, he didn't take a false shvuah. But why do you have to learn the brayso that way?
Me my, why? Mar asks, why does he have to learn that way?
Me the katani, because what did the reisha say? The reisha said, "V'chiches ba is prat lemod leechem in the edim leechem reshutafin." So what's that case? Hay leechem in the achim hechidami. What's the case? Ilema de odi le bepalga de day. If you say the case is that he was, that I'm owe the money, and I'm moda to one of the brothers the half that I owe him. Right, that I only owe him half. Ha'ika kfir de'idach. Well, then there's a full-fledged kfir to the other guy. So I'm kofir b'kadon over there. So that can't be the case. Ha'ika kfir de'idach. Ella la, the amrilei, must be a case where he says to the brothers who are tova him, or he says to the shvitim that are hove it, mitarvayin yazavta, but they claim that both of us lent you the money, because we were partners in the loan. And he says, amrilu lo michami naichu yatsvi. The ha'ikah kfir from amri. He says, no. Yeah, you're right. I agree with the amount, but I don't agree I owe it to both of you. Whatever that does. You know, you two of you didn't lend me the money. Only you lent me the money, and I'll pay you back. It has to be the case. So if that's the case, the Habla Kriyas Balam Balma. What did he do? He admitted to the loan. So there's no kofer b'pikadon. But he admits that he owes the loan. He doesn't admit that he owes it to the other guy. Okay, so the two of them will work it out amongst themselves. You know, as between the two of them, they'll split it. But he doesn't deny owing the money.
So umid the reisha kriyas dvarim, seif and namik kriyas dvarim. So since the reisha has to be a case of kriyas dvarim, so to the seif, for consistency purposes, has to be a case of kriyas dvarim, meaning where he doesn't deny the actual loan. That's why he interprets the gemara to say, lavisi v'lo lavisi v'etim.
So if that's the case, then there's no raya, because now we're not talking about a case where he denies it, and there are edim who know that he has the pikadon. We're talking about a case where he actually admits it, but he denies a different aspect of the loan.
So that's not a raya. So now the gemara is going to bring a whole bunch of rayas to vidocha the shita of Rabba. So Simon Choba Kitos the Balabayas Choma Nazira.
So Tashma,
the Gemara asks on Rabba. We start our Mishnah. Ein Chayiv Al Shigigoso. You're not Chayiv a Karbon if you were Shogeg by the Shavuos HaPikado. Meaning at the time of the Shavuos of the Shavua, you forgot that your friend's money was in your hands, and you thought that your oath was truthful, right? Umahu Chayiv Al Zidona. What are you Chayiv if you over it b'mezid? You Chayiv an Asham b'kesef shkalim. So my love, the zidon edim.
What does it mean? Zidona? What does it mean? Bizadon? Maybe that's talking about a case where there are Edim that know for a fact, right? As much as we're getting to, there are Edim that know for a fact that you testified falsely, and nevertheless you see that you hired the carbon. So he says, no, that's not a raya lo, zidon atzmo. We're talking about a case where he swore falsely based on his own knowledge. He knew that he swore that he had it and denied it. Not that the Edim knew, but he knew. Therefore, that's not a raya to against Rabbah. Next case, Tashma. This is the case that we had on Daf Lamed Beis, right? This is the Mishnah Lamed Beis. Hayushtei kite Edim. There are two sets of witnesses, right? Talking about Shavuos Edus. They know Edus, and they each one swears falsely that they don't know the Edus. Kafra Rishona, and they swear that they don't know the Edus. Ve'achakach Kafra Shnia, and they also swear falsely. Shtei and Chayavos, they both chay the carbon for Shavuos Edus. Why? Because either one, by swearing falsely, right? Because either one could have won the case. They could have won the day. So Gemara says, "Ask Bishlama Shniyah to Chayev." I understand why the second set of Edim should be Chayev. Why? That couple of Kats Bishona. Because once the first Kat is gone, so the second Kat is the only one there. So if they deny, then they cause the loss. Ella Rishona, my Mechayva. Why is the Rishon Chayev? By the time, right? Hai Kaima Shnia, the second guy is still there. So Rashi points out that's where the Kasha is. Ella Shmaimina Kfira's Mamo, she shall have Edim, Have Kfira. Right? Because the second one is still there and they could testify. Right? And they don't do anything. But the fact that the Mishnah is Mechayev, a Karbon Shua, I'm not exactly sure what the Raya is. I think the Raya is that the fact that the Mishnah says that the second people are there, right? That once the second Kat is there, they could have testified, and we don't take. Well, sorry.
We don't take into account the second group.
Doing what?
We have the first group that we had itself. We don't take into account the possibility of testimony of the second group.
And therefore, we see that even though there were eight witnesses there, we still have valid claims. So much Shavuos Edus there. They're not being called for Mammon. These cases are Shavuos Edus. So they're called that they know the Edus.
What's the Raya?
Right. I know that's what I'm asking. Okay. Anyway, so Amar Ravina. I don't know. So Amar Ravina, Hakam. No, that's not a Raya over there because we explained over there what's the case, Hakam Mayaskinon, what's the Kiddush over there? They were corrupt to each other. Right? Vinish was saying, Gosisos. And they were, but their wives were gosos. They were about to be not karov. Malatema rov gosim lemisa, and rov gosim die, and therefore they could testify. Kamash belan hashdamias chai ninhu veloshlivi. In our case, the women are still alive. They haven't died yet. Therefore, they are still considered. They're still considered krovim. So when the kfiras kasar, when the first set is kofar, there's an actual kfiras mamon because the second set were krovim at the time. We saw that already. Don't give me that face. That's not written in the Mishnah. Okay? Umdana. Gemara always does that. Always provides a case. I apologize. I'm not sure what the Raya was supposed to be from here. Tashma, another case. Balabayas haton tainas gana b'kodam. So you have a balabayas, and he's towing tainas gana b'kodam. So someone gave me a b'kodam to watch. I'm a shomachinam. And I said, you know what? It was stolen. And therefore I'd be putter. Right? Towing tainas gana is the gana, right? Vinishba, and he swore falsely. Behoda. Then he admitted that he swore falsely. So what? Right, the Hoda, the Bo Edim, and witnesses came that the Tikodon was in his Rishus. Im Achelo Bo Edim Hoda, if he admitted, right, if he was Moda prior to the witnesses coming, so Mashal and Karen, he has to pay the principal. Uch Komesh, he has to add a fifth. U Asham, he has to bring an Asham, but he's Potter from the Kefil because he was Moda the class, right? But Im Mishabo Edim Hoda, if the Edim came first, then Mishalim Tashlume Kefil, he has to bring Tashlume Kefil, U Asham, and he has to bring an Asham, even though he's Patur from Chomesh. But you see from here, is that even if they were Edim, so it's not Kfiras Dvar Ma'alma, even though they were Edim, his Kfiras still amounts to something. But wait, didn't Rabbah say if they were Edim, the Kfiras doesn't mean anything? So Gemara says, no, Hakanamiki the Ravina. This Bryce is also talking about like Ravina,
because maybe we'd say that at the time, love this one, the Edim at the time were related with dying wives. So therefore the finish is that dying wives are still considered wives, they're still related, and that's why he would have to pay, because there is no testimony. But maybe if there was testimony, it would be like Rabbah, it would be curious about Amma. So that's not a raya against Rabbah. Amalei Ravina, Lord of Ashi, Tashma, bring another one. We saw this brisa early today. Chamuri mena shuvus hafikadon. Shuvus hafikadon is more common than shuvus edus. Shechayav and alzizona makos. Because you chayav on, mazed by pikadon, you chayav makos. Right? If you knew that the pikadon was in your hands, and you swore falsely, you chayav makos, vashigasa asham, bekesef shkolim. Midika amra loke. So if you get malkos, right? If you get malkos, mechlal di ika edim. Must mean that they're edim. Because you can't be Mechayev Malkus on your old Oldos Atzma. It must be that they were Edom and no, they're getting Malkus. Right? V'ka'amar, al-shigasa asha mekesef shkolin. Nevertheless, if you were Shogeg, you're Chayev, if they're witnesses and you did it for Shogeg, meaning you thought that you didn't have it, you're still Chayev. So even if you hope for a B'kadon that has Edom, you're Chayev. That's against Rabbah, who said if you hope for a B'kadon where there are Edom, it's Pirus Baram Alma. That goes against Rabbah. So Gemara says no. Or Mordechai says, Bar minodahi, go away from this brisa, because why? Because Rav Kahana said we had the wrong girsa. The Amar Luhu Rav Kahana Anatanina Lo Vahakatanina Lo Echazidona Veeshakigasa Ashna Bekesef Skolim. So we're not talking at all about Malkus in this brisa. This brisa doesn't mention Malkus. If the brisa doesn't mention Malkus, then there's no concept of Edus here. Therefore, there's no raya against Rabbah. It's not dealing with the case of Edus. So now the Gemara brings another question. Tashma. Again, this is not now by the Nazir case. Again, we come in the middle of a brisa. Lo imam marta b'nazir tamer. You can't say it because by nazir tamer she came loke, who gets malchus. Tomer b'shulis mikadosh ain't a loke. B'shulis mikadosh you don't get malchus. So heichi dami. What's the case? Evil b'laka edim. If there are no edim, am I loke? Why does the nazir get malchus? Must be that they're edim. El pshid the ega edim. There must be edim. V'katani in the brisa says tomer b'shulis mikadosh ain't a loke. You see that you don't get malchus b'shulis mikadosh because when there are edim, you don't have to. You don't get malchus. But milkahudulaki, you only don't get malchus. I have a carbon mice. But you do bring a carbon, even though they're edim. So the kvira actually works, even though they're edim. Tiyupta de rabba, tiyupta. That's a reputation, a complete reputation of rabba. You see that kvira throughout the alma, still, if you're kofar, it's supposed to be called them by edim, it still has an effect.
I think the lundus is clear.
Because the punishment made by Shavuos Pekadon would be on the false swearing, not necessarily on the deprivation. By Shavuos Eidus, we said the halacha is that you have to do something that you have to be an aid, and you have to deprive money, right? Deprive him the possibility of winning the case.
But I don't know if that's according to you, that's not the case by Pekadon. By Pekadon, the aver is the actual false oath.
So therefore, even if they're aidim, and the oath doesn't do anything, because you're still going to be obligated, you still violated Shavuos Pekadon.
Okay. Rav Yochanan Amar, but this is what the halacha is like. Rav Yochanan says, "Hakofer b'mamon sheyish lo edim." If you claim that I owe you $100 and I'm kofer, even though there are edim that say that I'm chayev, hakofer b'pikadon sheyish lo edim chayev. I'm still chayev the carbon of shuos hapikadon b'shtar potter. But if I'm kofer in money that has a star, then Rav Yochanan will agree to Rabbo that I'm potter.
That is too much. That's too strong, I guess, of proof for my sword to have any impact.
Amar Rav Papa, my time is Rav Yochanan. So what's the reason for Rav Yochanan who makes a split between Edus and Shtar?
If I'm kofar against Edim, I am chayav shvuos hapikadon. If I'm kofar against Shtar, I'm not chayav shvuos hapikadon.
So he says, Edim avidi demaisi. Because Edim could potentially die. So therefore, the kfira could work in a case where the Edim are dead, I guess. But Shtar hamonach. But the Shtar is sitting there. It's not going to die. So Amar Le Ravuna Breed Rav Yeshua Rav Papa, Shtar Nami Abidi Yemirikas.
Possible for the star to die. I mean, what's more prevalent, Edom dying or a star being lost? I don't know. You can go either way. So don't tell me Edom die. A star can be lost also.
So no. So this is the reason. Ella Amar Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yeshua Hainu Time with the Rav Yochanan. This is the reason Rav Yochanan who makes a chilik between Edom and star. We should have a star shibur kakos. Because if you have a star, right, a star gets you shibur kakos. Okay, you know, then you have a karka obligation, right? Because
so even if I sold. Even if I sold karka, you have a shiva. You can go back. The lender can go back and get that karka.
The aim may be in carbon like fear shiva karkos. And we'll see in the on daf mem beis that there's no shvua on karka. So if there's no shvua on karka, they can't be chayev for a carbon, right? For violating a shvua on karka. The shvua is not applicable the karka. Tosos asked an interesting question. I didn't figure it out yet. Tosos says an ein. It says tema. V'har Rabbi Yochanan gufei islei b'sofa v'basra yeshivudu d'oraisa. V'in kein nafilu b'alpeh heichim ishkachas leishvusa edus rus b'kodam. Rabbi Yochanan, the whole like is a machlokas. We said before whether or not even if a milu b'alpeh yeshivu karkos or maybe if the oraisa there is and only the rabbanon took it away, or maybe the oraisa there is no shivu karkos. But Rabbi Yochanan himself, who's the one who's given the reason over here, he's the guy who holds that there's a shivu karkos even by a milu b'alpeh. So therefore, even by a milu b'alpeh, you shouldn't be able to have a karkos. How do you have a case of shivus hapikadon? Because if everything translates into a case of karka and there's no shivus on karka, for Rabbi Yochanan, even a milu b'alpeh is a karka case. So Tosos answers, "V'tzarich lomer da'alibei mishkachas kishamachal hashivut." He brings in a kimta. Must be a case. He doesn't have an answer. It must be a case where he was mochal on the shivut. Otherwise, according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's no possibility of having a shivus hapikadon because every case involves karka. Because even a milu b'alpeh involves karka. But the Ritva gives a more fundamental answer. Where's the Ritva? The Ritva says, "The yesh lomer." He says, "V'yesh lomar," and this is the same answer Tosin above Matzia gives. "V'yesh lomar, the kevan dimi derabon on lech shiva karkos v'hefker beis and hefker." According to Rabbi Yochanan, midarais there is a shiva, midarabon there is no shiva karkos. So midin hefker beis and hefker there is no shiva karkos, right? V'habi le b'shas kefirah kefiras metaltlin. So then it'd be the same thing as metaltlin. V'hatorah chayva karbon. A kol shebishas kfirah hu kfirus metaltlin umidereis nam yichuiv korban hashtav zeb boror.
I mean, every sif is zeb boror, but obviously means it's not boror because I just have to emphasize, you know, why it's boror. If it was so boror, everyone would say. But basically, what he's saying is that once the rabbanon set into motion the fact that there is no shivut karkos on the mil v'alpeh, so then it has the oraisa ramifications. Hefker basin hefker states that this is now like metaltlin; it's not karkos. And the chiyuv of the Torah is that yechayev b'shuas hapikadon are metaltlin. The rabbanon have now created this as metaltlin, and therefore the halacha of the Torah comes in and says that yechayev b'shuas hapikadon, which is very gives a lot of koach to the power of the chachamim hefker beis and hefker that has all this deoraisa ramifications. It now redefines the halva'ah. It redefines the halva'ah as metaltlin. And if you're kofar in that, then you're chayav shuvus hapikadon, even though really under midoraisa, it's a karka case. The chachamim have redefined it as a metaltlin case, and therefore the shuvus hapikadon can apply. Okay. Itmar.
We had the following machlokas in the base of Medrash. Mashbiya ede karka. A person comes in mashbiya, and he wants to make two witnesses swear that they'll come and testify on his behalf that this karka belongs to him. And they testify that we don't know any edus. They swear falsely that we do not know any edus as to whether or not this karka does truly belong to you. So please, are they chayiv for violating shvuas ha'edus? So pligi Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Lazar. So machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Lazar. Chad amr chayiv. One says he's chayiv. The chad amr potter. One says that he's potter. Right? So testayim is that Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says potter.
It must be that Rabbi Yochanan says it's potter, because Rabbi Yochanan says there's no shvua on karkos. So if there's no shvua on karkos, so there's no shvua saidus by karkos either. Right? To stay in the Rabbi Yochanan the Amr potter.
Me the Amr Rabbi Yochanan hakofer b'mamon sheishlov edim chayev. And star potter. Uchid Rav Huna b'reid Rabbi Yoshua to stay. So what's the case? Rabbi Yochanan says by korban shvua hapikadon, then if you kofer b'mamon sheishlov edim, you're chayev. But if you have a star, you're potter. Why? Because according to Rav Huna b'reid Rabbi Yeshua, you're putter because it's now the star translates into now making it kafiras karkos. So there's no chiyuv on shua karkos. So it must be in our case also. But the shua edus, there's no chiyuv by the karkos. The time that's a muchach. Then Rabbi Yochanan is the one who's poter the edim from the korban shua. In this case, Rabbi Lazar is the one who says that it would be mechayev. So Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabbi Avohu. Rabbi Yirmiyahu says to Rabbi Avohu, Lema, maybe say that the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar is the plukta de Rabbi Lazar Rabbanan Kamifli. Maybe it's a machlokas tanoim. It's the same machlokas Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yezer, and the Rabbanan. The Sanya, it says in the Braisa, the Sanya, Hagozel Sodom Echavero.
I steal a piece of land from you. How do you steal a piece of land? I kicked you out of the property. I did something. I forced you out. I took the land forcefully as being mine.
Ushitofa Nahar. And now there's a massive flood.
the dam breaks and it floods out my field. So chayev lahamid lo sade. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, I have to give you another, I have to return to you another field. It has an equal value. But chachamim omer, chachamim say, no, omer lo, harei shechol lefanecha. I can say, no, here it is. This is what happened to it. Harei shechol lefanecha. Here it is. I'll give it back to you. V'amrinam b'mayka mipli. And we ask, what's the machlokas about there? So the machlokas over there is our old friend, kalapak klal, riboy miut riboy. So v'mayka mipli, Rabbi Eliezer darish riboy miute. Riboy miute is a less constrictive limud. Kalapak klal is more expansive in its restrictions. So Rabbi Eliezer darish riboy miute. Rabbanan darshi klali prati. So that's what the pasuk is, but the pasuk is nefesh kitechto mal mal v'ashem mekiches v'amiso b'kado t'somasiyado b'gezel osik osamiso. Right, so the heishiv is exelus shir gazel osa osik asher asag osa pikado asher hafgad ito osa avelus shir matza o mikol asher yishav alav shaker. So Rabbi Eliezer darish riboy miute. So mekiches v'amito means you denied anything. That's a riboy. That's everything. The pikado t'somasiyad, that's a miyet, which is the only things that you can actually hand back and forth, which would exclude karka. But then it says, "Oh, mikol sher yishava, right? Allah the sheker. It's chazav riba. It was marba again. Riba umiyik iriba. Riba hakol. Ma riba. Riba kol mili. Ma miyik miyik staros. So anything that's excluded is staros. But karka is still included. So karka can be stolen. You have to return it. Okay. So karka can be stolen. Right. But staros excluded because it's not guf mama. It doesn't actually have real physical value. It's representative of value. Rabbanon darshi klalipati. Right, the kikesh b'miti klal, the pikado t'somazad obegezel is a prat. There's the prat, and omikol asher yishavalav is chazav b'kalal. Uklal prat uklal itadan elke ain a prat. You only go something similar to the prat. Ma prat mefurash davar metalto gufo mamon. It has to be davar metalto and gufo mamon. Av kol davar metalto gufo mamon. So the gazon only has the chiv shava on something that is davar metalto and gufo mamon. What does that exclude? It's yatsu karkos. It's not metalto. She'ein metalto and yatsu avodim shehusu karkos. Because avodim are like karkos, and yatsu staros avapisha hey metatlin in gufu mamon. They don't have a gufu mamon. So you see for here. So who is? So the man. So I would try to put our machlokas into this machlokas. So man dit mechayev. Who's mechayev the carbon shvuah on karkos? That's Rabbi Eliezer. That has to be Rabbi Eliezer in our mishnah because he in our brisa here because he says that karka is included, right? Because of the riboy miyut riboy, he includes karka. Umad the potter, one who says potter from a korban shvuah, he's a hoek to rabbanon. Whoever says you potter from the rabbanon, who says excludes karka. So he says that there is no shvuah in karkos. And Mar says no. Amar lei. So Rabbi Yirmiyah says Rabbi Yirmiyah, no. There's no proof because man the mechayev, the man the amar who's mechayev a korban shvuah on karka definitely holds like Rabbi Eliezer. He definitely holds like Rabbi Eliezer that karka is not excluded from this parsha, and therefore he cannot hold like a chachamim. Once he says it's a shvuah karkos, he can't hold like a chachamim who exclude karka. But man the potter. But according to the man, the Amr who says that you're putter on the shvuah by karkos, they don't necessarily have to hold it to chachamim. Because Amr Lach, they can say baha in the case of the carbon shvuah. I feel Rabbi Eliezer moda. Rabbi Eliezer would even man the putter don't necessarily have to hold it to chachamim. They can even hold it to Rabbi Eliezer because Amr Lach baha by the carbon shvuah case. I feel Rabbi Eliezer. Even Rabbi Eliezer is moda that you're not chayiv a shvuah on the karkos. Even though he says you're chayiv to return karkos, he may not say you're chayiv a carbon. If you deny karkos, the Rachman and Amar, because the Torah says by the it says mikol asher yishav alav l'sheker mikol v'lo hakol from everything not everything that comes to exclude would come to exclude karka. So even though karka would be you can learn riboy miut to riboy and karka would be included in the heishiv esakzela, karka may still be excluded from the case of shuvus habikadon from a limud of mikol. Okay, now the Gemara is trying to bring a raya to Rabbi Yochanan. That karka is excluded from the chiyuv of korban shvuah. Amar papa mishmei derava. Masnisin nami daika. Our mishnah is also, you can make a deek in our mishnah that there's no chiyuv korban shvuah on karkos. De katani, because our mishnah says, ganafti yeshori. I claim you stole my ox. Vu omer lo ganafti. And he retorts, no, I didn't steal it. And I say, mashpiachani. I make you swear. But amar amein. And he says, amein, chayuv. You're chayuv. But it only says, you stole my ox. The ilu ganapti ganaptas avdi lokatani. Our Mishnah doesn't say ganapti is avdi my servant, my time. Why not? Is it not because la mishum the eved itkush le karkos because an eved is comparable to karkos. The aim may be in korban akfir shibu karkos and you don't bring there's no violation of the shvuah by karkos and the reason why they excluded avadim is because of this exact reason because there's no chiyuv.
So Gemara says, Amar Apapi Shmei Derava, Eim HaSeifa. No, look at the Seifa. The Seifa says, Zeh HaKlal, Kol HaMishalim Alpi Atzmo Chayev, V'she'en HaMishalim Alpi Atzmo Potter. What's this extra thing coming to include? Zeh HaKlal Asuye Mai, Lable Suye Ganapis Ef Avdi. Maybe it's coming to include the case of Ganapis Avdi. So you stole my Eved, so the Eved is included. So it's not a Raya. Maybe it's a Raya the other way, that you do have Kfir Shvua on Karkos. So the Gemara says that, since you can't go either way, our Mishnah can't be a Raya, I guess either way, Mosafir, have a good day.